Hey, sweet bean. Hi. Did I wake you? No. I'm sorry. It's 6:19. Sorry. I didn't realize it was so early. You can hit snooze if you want to sleep a little longer. Keep the dream alive. Look at you all sleepy. Oh, I've been up all night, pretty much. Got a lot on my mind, I guess. You ever just pine for the fjords? Not like that. Like actual fjords. You know, like in Norway. We should go sometime, yeah? I don't know. I just think they're pretty. They're nice to look at. Just like you. Yeah. You. I like looking at you. Of course, I love you for what's inside. That's what the strap is for, you know? So I can reach all the way up in there. Yeah, I got to know you so well the other night, too. But Norway, though. We could do a whole tour of the Nordics, see the Aurora Borealis, then drive down to Finland for the best pizza in the world. No, really. Best in the world. Okay, so a while back, Silvio Berlusconi visited Finland. He's the former Prime Minister of Italy, most famous for being a serial sex pest. Anyway, he shat all over the local cuisine. The Finns were understandably a little peeved about that, so when they won a pizza-making competition in New York, beating the New Yorkers and the Italians, they named the winning pie Berlusconi. It's so petty, you've got to respect it. And hey, even if it turns out to not be all that, it's got to be better than Little Caesars, right? And if the pizza is a disappointment, we can always experience kalsarikanit. That's staying in and getting wasted in your underwear. What? It's culture. Hey, my body is a temple. A temple of Dionysus. Which I think makes me tax exempt, actually. Anyway, I'm just saying, we should go sometime. I think it'd be fun. But that's not why I can't sleep. Oh, work's been, you know. This court case is still ongoing because the jury's hung like a donkey. I'm honestly not convinced my peers are smart enough to judge anyone. But assuming they make the right pick, boss man's done. And this merger with the Rosette Group is going through. Plus, Bing's next in line, which means I'm probably getting his old job. So, hey, I'm moving up in the world. Assuming things go right, I mean, but I'm feeling optimistic. But no, that's not what's keeping me up either. See, I've been thinking. No, no. Not overthinking this one. This one I'm thinking about just the right amount. I've been thinking about how to say this and when, so I need you to just listen, okay? So I can get this right. You might not like all of this, but just let me finish, okay? Okay. I used to hate getting head before I met you. What did I just say? Shush! This is important. I used to hate getting head. It made me super uncomfortable. I always loved giving, but receiving? Not so much. Getting over the idea of having someone's face in my crotch was a whole thing in itself, but even then I always had this pressure of, you know, if I don't come soon, are they going to get bored? Which of course made me even more stressed out, and nothing kills the mood quicker than overthinking. I've been a weird sex pervert for as long as I can remember, but a part of the act itself was always, well, an act, for me, a performance. But it's different with you. With you, I actually enjoy myself. You remember when we first met, Sweet Bean? The first day of your internship. I thought you were cute as a button. And I loved the kinky shit. But you were also a shy, fragile, anxious disaster. And you reminded me of how I used to be. The person I spent so much time trying to bury. I never told you this. But back then, I thought of you as a project. I know how shitty it sounds, but I figured that if I could fix you, I'd prove to myself that I've become the person I wanted to be. So I took you under my wing. My baby bird. My sparrow. But I never intended to fall for you like I did. Never again, I kept telling myself. If I was going to bear my heart to someone, I wanted it to be forever. But nothing's forever, right? So that scared the shit out of me. I didn't want to get hurt again. But you were far stronger than I thought, even back then. Far stronger than you thought, too. Things went from heels over head to head over heels so fast. I set out to fix you, but it was you who ended up mending whatever the fuck was going on with my feels, and if I've taken anything from this, it's not to be afraid to reach out. We've both grown so much. I learned to not just bury my insecurities, but to find the kind of confidence I couldn't have dreamed of before I met you. Honestly, I'm finally starting to feel like an actual grown-up. I'm so proud of me. And I'm proud of you. Just seeing how you carry yourself now compared to how you used to be. No one would guess you're the type to get your rocks off on the shit you do. You silly little bottom slut, you. You and me. We're both different brands of fucked up, you know, but we're stronger together. Better. Both ways, right? Both ways. Hold on. I'm actually kind of unprepared for this, but don't think it means I haven't thought this through, because I have. I've been thinking about this for a long time now, but, you know, I can be indecisive. It's just, I feel like I had this moment of clarity tonight. This is right. I know it. So here, your caller. It still looks so pretty on you. Well, I mean, of course it does. I picked the best, prettiest pet to call her, didn't I? Okay. Okay, this is what I wanted to say. I spent years telling myself I'm never gonna need anyone else. But against my better judgment, I fell for you. And I do need you. It goes against everything I believed in. And I feel like I should resent you for that, but I don't. I want you. And I need you. And I wouldn't have it any other way. I want to wake up next to you every single morning. I want to die with you. Not like in a dramatic suicide pact way, you know. I want to grow old with you. Sit on the porch in our rocking chairs watching the sunset once we've done everything else there is to do. I love you so fucking much. I want you to be my baby bird. And I want to always be there to vomit in your mouth and tell you it's gonna be okay. I love you. So, sweet bean, will you marry me?